Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an impromptu episode of Dangerous World Podcast. As you know, I'm sure, because it's everywhere, as it should be, Donald Trump was shot at. I believe they said it was five times. He was hit in the ear. I'm sure a lot of you guys know this. Not sure if, you know, the stories kind of evolve, obviously, whether they are honestly evolving or manufactured to evolve. Not sure if it was a piece of glass from his teleprompter that hit him or the actual bullet itself, but pretty strange. And what I'm going to do here, since the internet is just full of crazy shit right now, I'm going to go through it. We're going to have, you know, an interesting time here. If you want to watch this, you can see my cool office, my sweet Ninja Turtles, my dope shirt, all my cool shit in here. You can go on Patreon and watch the video there. I'll probably put it up for free, honestly, if you guys want to check that out. So, if I remember. But I want to start with something pretty interesting, very conspiratorial. And whether you believe this was set up, whether you believe this guy was hired, whether you believe it was just an organic situation going on, whatever you believe, I'm going to try to throw out all sides. And then at the end, I'll tell you what I think. But yeah, I definitely think there's some weird things going on. I have a lot of things here that I'm going to go through, and then some other things that we'll probably stumble upon. So this isn't a typical episode that I do where it's, you know, real specific one topic, diving kind of deep into it. We're just going to be all over the place here, but I think it'll be interesting. I want to start with something pretty crazy that a friend sent me that's not the biggest conspiracy theorist. I think he's coming around, though, because he's sending me shit like this. Really good guy. Met him at a grocery store chain here in Tucson when I worked at Pepsi. And he's been sending me some good stuff, and this is just the latest that he has sent, and it's a bit of prophecy. So I unfortunately don't have this on my computer, so I'm just going to play it off my phone, but you should hear it just fine. Here it is.
All throughout America, all throughout, and I saw Trump rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life this bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus, for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when I saw him winning the presidency through great the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. But there would be a stop to it, and their things would start to break free, come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning the election through the Patriots coming out and voting. And
so, you know, some of this stuff is pretty uncanny. This was posted. When was this posted? I mean, they're sharing it obviously yesterday, July 13th, but this was 3 months ago. So, you know, it just says on the video 3 months ago, no specific date, but quite a few views on it and stuff like that, obviously. But yeah, so it is from 3 months ago. And to be clear, the video, like, metadata says that it's 3 months ago. It's not just someone saying this is 3 months ago. But obviously, all kinds of people are reacting to this. And again, as they should. I mean, this is very unprecedented stuff. But liberals were calling for this. Liberals were absolutely calling for this. And not all liberals. But, you know, your words have actions, especially these pretty, you know, popular people, famous people. When they're over and over saying, like, this guy needs to be taken out. And they were saying this about the Trump supporters as well. They're really lucky that that didn't happen. It would have caused a lot of problems. Like, there would probably be some form of a civil war going on if Trump had actually been hit. And I think what this does for him is absolutely seal his election victory. I think it was a 90% chance that he was going to win. It's 99% now. I mean, there's no way that Trump loses after this. Pretty iconic image of him. And I'll actually pull this up here. I'm going to be going off of my Instagram, some videos. I'm also got some internet personalities, including Alex Stein, who's really blown up lately, getting interviewed, making some great points as he always does. And bear with me, I'm trying to get my screen shared here so that if you are watching, you can see what the hell's going on. Okay. First thing that I saw here that was, you know, sent by Scripted World, not sent to me, but I should say posted. This is the conspiracy side. This guy used a lot of gematria, and that shit is kind of goofy sometimes, but this did go down 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days before the election. Okay. From Saturday, July 13th, 2024 to Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days. Very, coincidental. You get the threes in there, obviously. Again, Scripted World has all this information, and they play this enough is enough card from the 1995 Illuminati card game. A lot of people are probably familiar with the game, and there's some loose things in here, but again, I'm going to show all sides. Again, showing this iconic photo. I mean, this should be his picture for his campaign, which was interesting when they took the picture. The most suspicious thing I noticed personally was it seemed like Secret Service almost kind of paused so that he could take this picture. And I thought that was definitely weird, right? You'd think that they would get all around him and they would not let him poke his head out or do any of that. But I thought that was just a little bit strange. So the card is titled Enough is Enough. And at any time, any place, our snipers can drop you, it says. Play this card on your own turn. It gets into like the specifics of the game. But at any time, our snipers can drop you. With a picture of a face that looks a lot like Donald Trump. Like, it really does. When he makes, like, his kind of mad yelling face, it looks all... I mean, it's uncanny, really, for an animation. Let's see if we can get some volume here. I need to actually make sure that I share sound. I haven't used Zoom in a while, guys. So bear with me. Share sound, and let's see how this comes through. The Trump card's been played, it says.
Talking Voice believes enough is enough with the anti-Trump movement. Man won the election. Give him a chance.
I hear a lot of people saying enough is enough when it's in related to Trump.
And now you're going to run for president. Don't you think that's a really cool idea, you guys? You keep them honest, Donald. Personally, I hope you win because I can't wait for the the inauguration.
That's from his roast, obviously. Great roast.
This will be the year the American people say enough is enough. This will finally be the year the American people say enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Yeah. Strange. Now here's more.
We'll say it, enough is enough. They're fed up.
And say enough is enough.
Say enough is enough. Enough is enough. And we do not tolerate this kind of behavior in this country.
The whole time it's showing articles of enough is enough relation to Trump. So,
me, again. The guy who hosted The Apprentice and sold steaks. But enough is enough. It has to be stopped. It has to be stopped now. Enough is enough.
Just over and over again, right? Now, here they're saying that the background looks like COVID, the COVID molecules and whatever on the card. Not really seeing that. And then they're kind of reaching here for a little bit more. They're getting, you know, Center for Disease Control cards, the epidemic card, again, in the Illuminati card game. And then it does show, you know, Trump doing his Freemason hand symbols, the hidden hand, the Masonic pyramid and all that good stuff. And then the last slide is a quote from FDR saying, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. So interesting. Now, we are going to have Brandon pop on here. He's going to do a little spot for, I don't know, we said like 10 or 15 minutes, but it might go longer, obviously. He's going to come on and just kind of give like the liberal perspective, as I like to have him do. But yeah, I don't know how long this episode is going to be. We're going to be going through a lot of different things here. And I want to pull up YouTube now, where I have a whole history of videos that we can go through. And I want to start with someone that I find interesting. He's an interesting figure in news and media and politics. I'm not 100% sure on his name, but it's Cenk, I guess, from the Young Turks. I'm sure a lot of you guys hate this dude. He's very liberal. People call him alt-left, I'm sure, but I like getting that perspective. I like getting not just straight conservative perspectives. And I really have liked his coverage on the Biden happenings because he's been very realistic about it. And he's basically saying, like, yeah, they need to get fucking rid of Biden. I don't think he ever really supported Biden in the first place. He's kind of more of a Bernie Sanders guy. But this is an interesting take from him, and I'll let him say it.
President Trump has been shot in a rally in Pennsylvania. A shooter appeared to be on a roof outside of the event, shot 5 times. I want to show you the video first. Let's watch.
Take a look at what happened. Oh.
Sounded like more than 5 shots.
So as you see there, President seems to get hit around the neck or the ear. He grabs for his neck. It might be that the bullet ricocheted off of something else, and either the bullet hit him or a shrapnel hit him. That's why it's a superficial wound. What he's going to do next is going to be amazing, to be honest. Let's watch that.
So we got to move to the bus. Let me get my shoot. Watch out.
Then he gets the picture. Smart of him to do that. And the crowd goes nuts. It feels weird to see. It's wild.
You see him there say, wait, 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 to the Secret Service. Then it appears he says to the crowd, fight, fight, fight. He looks totally heroic. You got to be honest about it. You have to be objective about it. That's our job. Look, thank God he's alive. Shooting your political opponents is an act of submission, unilateral surrender, saying my ideas are too weak. I can't beat you politically. I've got to end you physically. That's a disaster. The shooter is, of course, disgusting, both morally and, of course, politically. He's done nothing but terrible damage. And it is clearly an assassination attempt. 5 shots fired. BBC has an interview with an eyewitness that saw him on the roof with a rifle. It appears that this is now the best guess we have, that a bullet might have ricocheted or hit something else. And hence, that's why he has a superficial wound on his ear or neck. He's totally fine. But he really could have been killed. It was an assassination attempt. It appears the guy basically missed, hit something else, and that's why Trump was grazed. Those pictures and videos, now just from a purely political perspective, are going to look terrific for him. Yeah. I've called him a coward hundreds of times, but here he was not. He was brave, and that was an incredible moment when he put his arm up and said, fight, fight, fight. So Trump's okay. Assassination attempt. He's alive. It's a disaster in every other way.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Yeah, so not cool that he's you know, really making it about politics, obviously, right? Like, that's all that he cares about is getting his guy elected, and that's kind of a low blow, but I agree with everything else he says. I mean, and that's coming from someone that does not like Trump. He's saying that was heroic, and it was. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Biden did take a long time to respond or to react, as people like to say, But I'm going to play a couple of witnesses. These are shorter videos. So these are people that were there and they saw, they were pointing out that there was a guy on a damn roof. And you can see the vantage point for, you know, where the shooter was. And I'll show you that in a different clip here. But it looks like it's impossible to miss. And we can't forget, too, I'm actually going to play or share, you know, some of Donald Trump Jr.'s Instagram and his social media. They were, you know, they being like the power players and whatnot, they were trying to remove Donald Trump's Secret Service. Right, the detail that protects this dude. I'll tell you right now. I feel like that there are definitely some people involved in this that are powerful. I don't think that this was a person acting alone. I think that this was a serious attempt on this dude's life. I know. I told you I was going to tell you at the end, but obviously, just kind of told you where I'm at. But I don't think that this was something that Trump authorized. Right? Some people will say that. And if you think that, that's fine. You know, who the fuck knows, to be honest. But it seems too sloppy to be an operation, right? Obviously, these people are totally expendable that are standing behind them. You know, whether they're kids or women or men, these are just peasants to the elite, right? So, yeah, I think one person died there, and that doesn't matter to these people. So, definitely sloppy, but. I mean, is it legit? I don't know. But let's play this witness that kind of helps lend some credence to the idea that Secret Service was sleeping. They were sleeping. They completely were not doing their jobs here. So here we go.
Meanwhile, BBC News posted an interview on X from the rally. The reporter talked to a witness who claims he saw the shooter before he started firing.
We noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof, we can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots rang out.
Yeah. Wild. I mean, if this guy could see it, why can't the other, like the people that are paid to see this? Kind of crazy. There was another video of another witness, and here it is.
I was at the same point that probably the witness you were talking to earlier. I was up at the fence line, saw the guy move from roof to roof, told an officer that he was on the roof. The officer come looking, I went back to where I was standing, heard that there was somebody that could see the person, so I went back to where they were standing, saw the person, went back and told the officer again that if he goes back to that particular spot, he can see the person, figuring that he would go in radio, and when I turned around to go back to where I was is when the gunshots started, and then it was just chaos, and we all came.
Yeah. Insane. I mean, those are two people basically sharing the same story. Sounds like the cops just had no interest, the cops or Secret Service. This is, I need to share this with you here. Again, haven't used this in a while. You can see some snipers on the roof that are supposed to be protecting Trump. And they're watching this dude. I mean, they can clearly see that someone is that these two snipers that are, you know, good guys, supposedly, they have their eye right where they need to be. And they have their guns trained on or set on this dude and then wait until he gets some shots off. It's very strange and it does not look good at all, if you are believing that this is not set up by the government. So here it is.
A little bit old, that chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart's a...
Play it one more time without sound, but... I mean, you can see these guys. They're not doing shit. Once the shots go away, or once the shots go off, the guy takes his eye out of the scope, right? Looks so he can see where the shots are coming from. It's a thing that you're supposed to do in hunting. You can, like, look with, you know, one eye through the scope, one eye outside the scope, both eyes open. You can kind of see where you need to be. But he takes his head away from the scope, looks where he needs to look to see the guy, and then, you know, proceeds to, I guess, take him out. I don't know. But yeah, they could have done that before he got the shots off, you would have thought. What else do we have here? I wanted to go to Donald Trump Jr.'s page because it is, he's been sharing a lot of stuff. As you would imagine, if my father was shot at, I would be sharing a lot of stuff too. Now let's just see what he's got. Now, oh, that was pretty cool, actually. So when this happened, I was watching, the UFC fights, obviously, right? That's what I do. And I wasn't too, like, my initial thought right when I heard it was this is a publicity stunt, it seemed like, right? And I'm a Trump fan. Like, you guys know that. I've leaned Trump for sure. Not as much as I used to, but let's share this stuff because it did change my mind a little bit as I started seeing this. So this is his story. We'll go back a little bit. And I want to make sure volume is on as well. But yeah, Peter Navarro has a new book coming out. This is before it happened. Shared that iconic image of him.
Wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me. Put money on my head.
Hey, I heard they just tried to whack my boy Trump.
This was the first fight of the night, and pretty crazy. So it says, Justin, UFC fighter Evan Elder gives a shout out to Donald Trump after the assassination attempt at his rally. Hey, I heard they just tried to whack my boy Trump. Yeah, here it is.
I'm glad that man's okay. Long live Trump. Let's go, baby. Trump 2024.
Denver, let's hear it for Evan Elder.
Yeah, pretty nuts. I mean, imagine having a fight and either going into the fight or coming out. You hear that, right? But yeah, we'll never stop. He'll never quit. All this stuff.
I'm thinking that.
But yeah, I think that what he's doing here is smart. What Donald Trump Jr. is doing here is very smart. Just really highlighting everything that they need to do. I mean, they're handling this perfectly. Now, Dan Bongino, he tweeted or posted somewhere. I want to repeat, I can undoubtedly confirm the USSS Director Kim Cheadle has repeatedly turned down requests for a large security footprint around President Trump, despite knowing the threat level is catastrophic. So Kim Cheadle must resign. She was warned about this, and she ignored the warnings. So at least Kim Cheadle is in on this, you would think, right? someone tweeted, too, that... Trump is almost assassinated and still gets off the stage better than Biden. That's actually really funny. But yeah, again, everything done perfectly from the Trump team. And this is a post that Donald Trump Jr. Shared where it's a thread. A lot of people are harping on this, but as a lawyer, I wanted to explain some of the legal subtleties as, at issue that motivated their decision to introduce this legislation. They wanted him to be assassinated is what this Jarvis Best is saying online. Obviously he's a legal expert. These Democrats recently introduced legislation to strip Donald Trump of his Secret Service protection. That is wild. It's pretty nuts. Now, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, remember, if Bernie G. Thompson at the and the Democrats got their way, my dad would be dead right now. Don't let them memory hole it. And that's what I think as well. I think that a lot of Democrats, political people, you know, dumb liberal everyday people wanted Trump dead. And I think that they still will. And I don't know if this will be the only attempt on his life. You'd think that there would be more Secret Service that would be surrounding him. But I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's got to be like independent, you know, bodyguards and stuff like that, which I think would be smart for him. But yeah, this was back. When was this? I don't know when this was, but Democrats tried to strip Trump's Secret Service protections just months before his assassination attempt. Kind of strange, right? Kind of a strange little set of coincidences there. Now, I need to really quick, and I could probably pause this. Probably should pause this. I'm going to get an invitation sent out to Brandon. I'm not going to pause it. We can do this. We can do two things at once here. Because he's going to come on, like I said, and he's going to give his perspective as the liberal. And you guys know him as that. So bear with me here as I do this. This is all live, folks. Okay? It's all live. While I have my email up, too, I can show you something that I had to email myself. A little, I think this is about the, this is about the shooter's identity, which has been confusing, of course. And I'm just sending this email, and now we're done. So now I will be back. Got my full attention now. I don't know, you know, they're saying that they're this Thomas Matthew Crooks kid was the shooter initially, and then they kind of switched up on that, as they do. I mean, this happens all the time. So let me share that with you. Sharon. Okay, cool. It should be showing here. This is from the Patriot Voice. Now it's being reported that Thomas Matthew Crooks is not the alleged shooter, and that the guy is the actual shooter is a guy that's affiliated with Antifa and was actually arrested back in 2016 for being involved in an anti-Trump protest in Pittsburgh. This guy's name is Maxwell Yerick, supposedly. Now, they do show a pretty graphic picture of him, apparently with his head basically shot. And this is supposedly from that incident. Now, I'm zooming in. Pretty graphic if you get sensitive about that stuff. But, yeah, this is supposedly the shooter. Yeah, definitely weird. This is Riley Halleck posting, breaking, it's beginning to look like the media was wrong. Thomas Matthew Crooks is not the shooter. The shooter has the face of Maxwell Yerick and the ear of Kenan Hooper, as Maxwell Yerick has gauges. That's true. So yeah, they're pointing out gauged earrings and all this good stuff. And they think that there's a cover up in progress. At least this individual does. I don't know about that. I mean, it's hard to say at this point, but there's a motivation to definitely have a cover-up, right? Now, going back to YouTube, I want to share this little clip of Alex Stein talking, because he does he does go about this pretty well, and says makes some poignant key points. And I do enjoy listening to this guy. He's goofy as shit. So here we go.
Had an assassination attempt on a U.S. president, you know, former or otherwise, since 1981. Of course, that was Ronald Reagan. So we've had a long period of time where we've felt that things are reasonably safe. Suddenly, very quickly, that has changed. What does that do for American politics more broadly?
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. If that bullet would have been 2 centimeters to the left, or just in any other direction, and would have gone through the skull, the deep state, or the quote unquote people that want to make us mad and fight with each other, would have gotten what they would have wanted, because there would have been some sort of civil war. If Donald Trump gets assassinated, people are going to go to the streets, and they are going to cause a lot of damage, because mm-hmm. they are very frustrated. Donald Trump stands up for, you know, populism. He stands up for the middle class. And this is what they want. They want to take him out so that the people here in America will be fighting with each other instead of actually going to the politicians and trying to fix the problems that we're having. And sadly, we were about 1 centimeter away from literally having a civil war.
America. And I said to someone today, I feel like it wasn't just Donald Trump who dodged a bullet at that rally. It was the entirety of the US, because if that bullet, as you say, had gone through his head and he had been killed, we wouldn't be sitting here talking tonight or this morning, your time, about what this all means for America. We'd be talking about buildings being burnt to the ground.
You're exactly right. I mean, buildings burned to the ground, people would not stop. It would be a terrible tragedy. I mean, I was not alive when JFK was assassinated, but my dad talks about it. This event that just happened felt a lot like 9/11 that we avoided. This is like a 9/11 that we avoided, but I had that same sense of vulnerability, same sense of sadness, just seeing him bleeding from his ear. But if he would have been dead, America, as it looks today, would have been a totally different country. And now, of course, it changes a little bit with this, but I think Donald Trump's going to rebound and come out stronger than ever, and I do think he's going to win the 2024 election. But we are literally an inch away from changing the entire course of history. It's really mind-blowing when you actually just look at it and start paying attention. Because asking some people after it happened, I went out here, and I'm in Tampa, and I'm here on vacation, and I went and I talked to some people. Some people didn't even know it happened. Some people were flippant, like, oh, well, I wish he got shot. So it's a very divided country that we have right now. People are struggling, and people do look at Trump as a villain. Some people look at him as a hero. So shooting him would have only divided this nation much further.
Yeah, most definitely. And this sentiment that a lot of people, I'm sure, do have, that they wish he had been shot and killed, this event will do nothing to allay that or change that. But the question now is, given how high the temperature is there any way to turn it down?
No, there's no way to turn it down, because listen, when you saw CNN report on this, they reported on it as Trump falling down after hearing loud noises. The media here in America is the biggest fraud of any corporation, of anybody that exists, because they will literally look at us in the face and lie and try to misconstrue what actually happened. So until the American media actually reports on stuff truthfully, we're just going to be in a constant state of confusion. So it's very sad. I just can't believe the media would even say that Trump fell down. And even Joe Biden, it took him hours and hours and hours for him to admit that this was even an assassination attempt. So imagine living in a country where we have no transparency. And that's going to be the big key to this, is giving us transparency on what really happened in Pennsylvania.
Well, you mentioned Joe Biden there. This was a little bit of his belated presser today.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this. We cannot condone this. But the bottom line is that the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. And everybody must condemn it.
What was your view of his presser, Alex? I watched a little bit of CNN earlier today, and they were talking about how strong he was, but I'm sure there's plenty of people who feel quite differently about it.
Well, it took him forever to respond because they probably had to wake him up. He was probably dead asleep. And Joe Biden, I mean, let's just be real. He wouldn't be very sad if Donald Trump got shot. I mean, I hate to say it, and I know that Joe Biden would like to get shot, but he does not care about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is standing in between him and the White House. So, you know, any sort of empathy that he tries to show for Donald Trump, I just think that is fake news, in my personal opinion. So Joe Biden is a senile president that is not even calling the shots, you know, not just his performance on the debate stage, but just his performance as president. Our country is getting flooded with illegal immigration. People can't afford groceries. They can barely afford to fill up their gas tank. When Trump was in office, gas was cheap. So this is a controlled demolition of American greatness. And Donald Trump is what's standing in the way of this country collapsing, in my personal opinion. So I don't think Joe Biden would care at all if Donald Trump was taken out.
Well, you know, as Trump often says, I'm standing between you and them. And that's exactly what he did today. He took a bullet for it. Unfortunately, some in the crowd also took a bullet, and we've lost one person as a result of that. But look, it's going to be an interesting rest of the campaign. Alex, I know it's Sparrow's Fart over there. Thank you for getting up so early in the morning and joining us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. And I just want to say this one last thing. I think Donald Trump definitely wins. But guys, if they're willing to kill the president, they're definitely willing to rig this election. So we need Sky News to report on it truthfully, because we're not going to get that true reporting here in America. So thank you, guys.
Alex, appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, well said. I agree with everything he said there. Yeah, Trump's definitely going to win the election. It's a certainty at this point, right? There was one thing that I wanted to bring up. Here's the supposed spot where the shooter was standing. Can't miss it. I mean, this is very, like, I mean, it's not the greatest vantage point, I guess, but I don't know if that's the guy laying down there, if that's his body, or if that's someone else. I would imagine it's probably the guy that that did get shot, that is changing identities as he's died. This is not the live update feed. So this was who they initially said that it was, Thomas Crooks. They've since kind of like walked that back. They're saying that it's this other guy now. I'm trying to find the live thread that I had up, but I am. Okay. So now they're changing it again. They're saying that the shooter has been identified as Corey Comparatore, maybe. Pennsylvania governor identifies fatal victim at Trump rally shooting as Corey. Okay, so. Oh, that was a victim, not the shooter. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Sorry. It was live here. So, yeah, the gentleman that lost his life there was Corey Comparatore, a 50-year-old. Authorities have found bomb-making materials in the car of the man suspected of attempting to assassinate former U.S. President Donald Trump. Let's see. More from Biden as well. Who gives a shit? Biden says he spoke to Trump, which is nice, I guess, but who cares? Suspected shooter worked at a nursing home, according to the New York Times. Thomas Crooks. Okay, so I guess it is Thomas Crooks. Worked as a dietary aide at Bethel Park Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation, a nursing home in his hometown, reports the New York Times. So, yeah, I'm sorry to be a little bit confusing here, but I'm confused myself. So apparently the shooter is Thomas Matthew Crooks, according to sources, right? According to these sources that we sometimes tend to not believe. But there is at least the one other source that's saying that it was this individual by the name. And let me just make sure that I pull this up correctly. I have to. Maxwell Yurick. So who knows? Again, very, very difficult to know for sure what's going on at this point in time. Let's see. This caught my eye here as we were watching this. It says, watch, former FBI agent raises serious questions what is he raising questions over? Security at the Trump rally in Pennsylvania. Let's see what this gentleman says. Now, I can't hear shit, so. Huh.
Sure, yeah, and okay. It's one people have been mentioning all evening.
Back it up. Well, I guess that's why we can't hear it, because for whatever reason, the question isn't coming through.
Sure, yeah, and it's the one people have been mentioning all evening, is it's that rooftop. How is that rooftop not secured? When you look at the overhead diagram of that, where the stage is and where that roof is, it's probably the closest rooftop with a direct line of sight to the front or the side of the stage. So when you talk about high ground and a rooftop, that would have been one of the very first things that you should have secured. You put a local officer up there, you put them down at the bottom where the ladder is to go up to that roof. You have somebody that secures that rooftop. And I think that's going to be the main question going forward.
It's weird that the interviewer, you can't hear with any of this.
This textbook, I think the counter sniper, you got to remember there are different teams of Secret Service people, you know, layered into this thing. So the immediate circle around Trump, they're with him all the time. They're with him at home. They were with him in the court in New York when he had that one guy I recognized from the trial in New York sitting right behind him all the time. So that's his close-in personal team. They're on a personal basis. They know each other. He loves them. They love him. So that's the team that you saw tackle him on stage. They did it textbook. They got him out of there as quickly as they could. The counter sniper, he's a different part of the team. He's not always with that team. He took immediate action and took out the assassin as soon as he kind of could. I don't think he had a sight of him until he popped up and actually started shooting. That's a pitched roof. And I think as he was climbing up that pitch, the sniper was looking over there, but didn't see him. It was probably somebody who's in his ear saying there's a guy in that roof, and he's looking and he can't see the guy until the guy just pops up. He takes a few shots and then he neutralizes him. So I think that's what happened there. So I think those two aspects were done textbook. I mean, you know, Trump wanted to wave. It took him, you know, a second or two, not really significant, but they got him out of there. But that was his personal team. The counter sniper, I think, did a great job. I think the real question is in the planning of this, why that rooftop wasn't planned on being secured. Absolutely. Our 20-year-old is probably just that. I think you're right. I think he's probably radicalized online. They probably seize his computers, any other documents, any other literature he might have around his house, any other journals. And that they're doing a deep dive into all of that. And how does a 20-year-old want to become a martyr? Basically, he went there knowing he wasn't going to survive. And so how does he become so emboldened and so ratcheted up that he wants to be a martyr by killing Donald Trump? That's going to be a good question.
Yeah, good point. I mean, what caused a 20-year-old to do that? And I think that, I mean, when they find out that those people need to be held accountable, man, you can't radicalize people to the point where this shit happens. And again, if you think that this was an organic thing or if you think that it was completely set up, that's up to you. But we can agree that it's fucked up, right? If there was an actual shooting that went down, which I would say that there is because there's a dead person, right? Some people are going to say it's all fake, and that's fine. You can, I mean, it's a free country to say these things for now. Now Trump is, or I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, like I know that, I'm, you know, there's a couple people online that are saying that this is completely fake and all this stuff, but Brandon just popped in. So I'm a little distracted here. Gonna allow him in and just, hear what he's got to say. Cause it's definitely not something that you go through as a country all the time. He's coming in here. Let's see. We'll get back to YouTube once we're done here as well. With a couple of other spots. Hey, man, I'm recording right now.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. Get yourself set up. And I was just doing, I was running through YouTube videos, just kind of seeing different perspectives and stuff like that.
For sure, man. Well, yeah, you cue me in when you're ready. I'm at my desk anyways, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm ready right now. I just wanted to make sure that you are. Just kind of wanted to get your thoughts. You sound a little echoey. I don't know if your mic's hooked up, but.
Yeah, I'm, I gotta get, I'm changing things real quick.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, I'm still just scrolling through YouTube, just finding different stuff. It's a pretty interesting little thing. While you're trying to get that set up, I'm going to play this minute-long video showing how the shooter got so close, which is definitely something that I know a lot of people are fucking wondering. It's a strange situation here. Little layout of the land.
I never thought.
Fucking ads. All right.
The attempted assassination of former President Trump today. You're looking at pictures of the event. We just heard from an FBI and official along with local officials in Butler County, Pennsylvania. They believe a 20-year-old man from the county was the shooter. They have not released his name. Clearly, they know who he is, but are trying to figure out the motives behind this and if anyone else was involved. But back to the shooting itself, heard around the world, the former president said he was hit in the ear. You see the blood streaming from the side of his face. Several other people were shot as well. One of them died. Two others are in critical condition tonight. So how could this happen? How could the shooter get this close? Let's look at a map of the area again. The Secret Service released a little bit more information on this. You see how close that building appears to be to the stage, just off to the side there. They say the gunman was off the property on top of that roof, maybe 200 or 300 feet away from the stage, and then fired up to 10 times with an AR-15 style rifle. The shooter was also killed by the Secret Service, but again, the identity and the motives have not been released.
Yeah, they got a little layout here. It seems like it's maybe 100 yards away. It does not seem very far at all, maybe a little more than that. But are you hooked up yet, Brandon?
I might be. How do I sound right now?
Sound great.
Good, good, good. Then, yeah, so the only calculations I've heard, the estimations, has been at least 150 yards.
Okay.
Which is pretty fucking far. I'm really interested in because from the video that I saw where people are like closest to the building where it was shown, the video where the people were actually trying to tell people before the shots went off that there was a shooter up there, it sounded like there were multiple shots, and I can't quite tell right now where those are coming from. I'm guessing it sounds like, based on the crowd noise from that video, that it's coming from the actual shooter. So you're hearing the first shots on that video. Sorry, I didn't prep a link to share with you on that. I'm sure everyone has seen this exact video, especially this morning. It sounds like there's three shots. And from a distance like that, especially if they're quick three shots, after the first shot, you're going to be all over the place. You're not going to be shooting again near Trump. And that might explain why he also hit these other two people, or, you know, maybe he hit two people with one bullet, but it sounded like they were pack, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. So it seems like from that distance, that little bit of recoil that you'd have from the first shot you would expect the bullet to go very, very far out. I'm really looking forward to the next 8 years that people review this and just drawing all the lines in between things and visualizing them in different ways, you know?
Yeah, man. No, you brought up a good point there where, if you're shooting that quick, and this kid was only 20 years old, supposedly, the identity, so he's not going to be an expert shooter by any means. Very interesting, though, man. Like, you got to admit that the photo that they took of him after is iconic. I mean, that is.
They've already got Instagram posts where the tattoos are going on, which means someone had that picture, went to a tattoo artist, and probably last night got it all done. So yes, no, that is going to be, we can talk about why it is such a shot in the arm for the campaign, but that is going to be exactly that. And then it's going to be right there next to his wall of achievements. And it's one that liberals will have to, everyone will have to admit, in addition to all the stuff that my side of the aisle says we can hold against him. So it'll it's just going to make him it's going to do a lot of things. But
yeah, what's the guy's last name from the Young Turks, that Senk guy?
Senk Unger? Unger?
Oh, Unger? Okay. So yeah, he was saying, like, you know, it was incredibly brave how Trump acted, and he's a Trump hater, you know, like through and through. The dude does not like Trump. How do you feel about the whole thing? Like, what do you think? Because the reason I want to bring you on is because a lot of liberals, not you, you've never said any kind of violence. You, if I'm not mistaken, I don't want to put words in your mouth, you do think he should have gotten arrested, right? Like, you feel like he should be in jail, or no?
Oh, I feel like the lawsuits against him, especially the ones that have actually been proven, or actually the ones that has been verdicts, that one more so than the others, I feel are justified from it. Yeah.
But yeah, you've never said anything like, this guy needs to get taken out. You've never said that.
No. That's been the tough part about being a liberal, is because there are so many, there's what's her name? Lee, is that her last name? The girl who got in trouble for taking that picture where she's holding up a severed head.
The ginger lady.
Yeah. I can't remember her.
I can't remember her name. Kathy Lee Griffin.
Kathy Lee Griffin, yeah, but I have to live with her too. Yes.
Well, so there are a lot of liberals that have said, and even since yesterday, I was watching a video of Alex Steins, and he's in Tampa right now. And afterwards, he was going around asking people, and some liberals were saying, like, well, he should have gotten shot. Like, it's too bad that the guy missed. So, like, what do you feel about the whole thing? Do you think people need to be held accountable for their words at a certain point, or what's the deal on your side?
So, it's appropriate, and I think everyone does this, even if they can't label it as such themselves. But you got to look at these things from multiple perspectives. So, from one, a human being and an American, those kinds of things, too, you know, tied up a little bit. I'm not that patriotic of a guy, I think, you know, but I do just feel an initial sense of, that's why this system is so good. We don't have to go to violence. Like, that's the reason why the system works. Otherwise, we might as well be doing Shay's Rebellion every now and then, every couple of years, and just figuring out who's on top.
Right.
It's why I, even though I really like the idea of libertarianism, I have a utopia of anarchism in some way. The main versions of anarchism, as they're expressed, in this sphere, I'm really afraid of, because it ends up having this promise of violence. So first off, as a human and American, it never needs to get to that. And anytime it does, it's crossed the line. And whatever points you were trying to make around then, you're obviously going to have an opposite of the intended effect. I don't know anything about the motives of the shooter, so on and so forth, but we can all kind of make a guess at where he's going. As a liberal,
supposedly he's dead.
Where he was, I guess.
It was assumed by some people that he was like very much radicalized online, like because there is a lot of that stuff. Like they're looking into his computer, like his research history and stuff like that, and that's going to come out probably this week or something. Who knows? But you know just as well as anyone that there's a lot of sources out there that are calling for his death, his supporters' deaths. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Saying it's been radical, someone's been radicalized online, is like saying at this point in history, it's like saying someone has been radicalized by the world. Like the fact that he got to the world through his computer doesn't make any difference to me. Like someone pushed him this way. The medium of online isn't really that important to me in this calculation. But yeah, that happens just with humans. You know what I mean? Like that just happens. It can be more venomous and more dangerous when it's affixed to political ideology, obviously, and have bigger effects. But yes, this sort of thing happens on both sides. And yeah. To go back about my perspective, though, from a different perspective, as a liberal, I'll say this, and then I'll be done with politicizing it, because there's a limit to how much this sort of thing should be politicized. As a liberal, I am still of the perspective that I think Trump has a better chance to win in this upcoming election, and this only bolsters it.
Yeah.
And as much I knew that there would be noises about the fact that he just missed, or if only he hadn't turned his head, the shooter would have missed. Damn it, we he could have been a savior for us. I've heard that already, but I've also heard, thankfully, the realization from liberals that it's just going to help him. So I'm done politicizing that, and then I'll go into conspiracy talk here, where most times in the past where there has been something big in the news, posted all over for weeks on end, sometimes years on end, in the case of January 6th, something that aids Democrats' chances to win in some way, there's a rote set of conspiracies that can be laid over whatever event we're looking at. And I believe that those same conspiracy theories, those templates, can be laid over that, over this as well. I'm sure you're going to be talking about this with different people in many different ways, but I'm curious for your perspective right off the bat. Do you see any sort of, we all see the motivation, right. That this is probably going to help his campaign, therefore could have been a false flag driven by Trump. So
yeah,
that's the nastiest one. Obviously the other one is, this guy had way too much time on top of that building. People saw him before the sharpshooters did. What the hell? Who fucked with the Secret Service?
Yeah.
We don't know a whole bunch right now. But right. Is there, because I think that a whole bunch of conspiracy theory is not made up by evidence, but it's made more up by the patterns and rationalizing and looking at motives. Which one of all the crazy conspiracy theories that are already out there rings the truest to you, Ryan?
So Kim Cheadle, who's the, I guess, the head of Secret Service, or whatever that role would be. I don't really understand the chain of command there or anything, but high ranking Secret Service, I'll call her the leader. She has like repeatedly denied the request to get Trump more Secret Service detail over and over again. She's denied that. Also, the political Democrats were trying to remove his detail entirely, so he doesn't have that right to the detail anymore. That was like 3 months ago. So I don't think Trump's behind this. Would it surprise me? No, it really wouldn't. But because it's great for his campaign. I was talking earlier. I think that he's nearly in the White House at this point with that, in my opinion. Now, I thought he won last time. You know, I don't think that the votes made any sense last time. So maybe that doesn't mean much coming from me. But I think that some of the deep state, if you will, I think that these people were behind it. You know, honestly, it just seems like that because there's no fucking way that they're happy with Biden right now. I mean, they've said that over and over again. Kamala Harris is more unlikable than Biden is. They don't really have anyone. I think like Michelle Obama would be like their best bet against Trump, but she doesn't even want to run. So I don't know. But then, of course, there's the Revelations 13:3 that people were sending me yesterday over and over again. You know what that is off the top of your head?
Yeah.
The Antichrist taking a head wound and surviving it and shit. So now, you haven't. Okay. So it says Revelations 13:3, and it says, "And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after the beast." So, basically that's the Antichrist, and they're saying that. And they were saying, you know, it was on the 13th. People are pointing out the numbers about, like, it's exactly 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days to the election on November 5th. People love their numbers. That was definitely something interesting that I saw. But if you're asking me who I think's behind it, I do think that it was a conspiracy, which by definition, multiple people getting together to do some fucked up shit. And I think that that it's probably like the what we would call like the New World Order, the deep state or whatever. You know, these people are getting together to try to get rid of this guy that I don't think he's so much of a political savior that a lot of people do. But I think that, I mean, a lot of stuff was better for Americans as far as pricing goes. And that's what a lot of people care about. Cheaper gas prices makes everything cheaper. He has some policies that are very pro-middle class, but then he's got some that are kind of totalitarian in some other aspects. So I'm not 100% on his side, but I don't think, you know, that this is ever really the answer. And I actually thought that Biden was going to get shot at or shot because of how pissed off so many liberals are at him. And, you know, that would just make sense. That would gain the liberals a lot of sympathy. But maybe there is a world where Trump just beat him to it. Yeah, I don't think that's the case, but definitely interesting.
It is. And because I won't be staying with you for the whole show today, even though I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, the first thing I was wondering was, what are they going to say about this? What are they going to say about it? So I think the last way to talk about how I feel about the conspiracies around it and what I know of right now, my actual, like, what I think happened is like very, very vanilla and is a whole bunch of I don't know, as I think the best perspectives on this should be right now.
Yeah.
Which is we're still figuring shit out. We're not going to be done figuring stuff out for a while. And that similar to how I've thought about these conspiracies in the past, the overlaying of the idea of the New World Order, the deep state is all behind it. It doesn't help me understand. First of all, it is a conspiracy, at least by one person, to climb up on top of a roof and shoot somebody. So it's a conspiracy in one way. But the explainers of the New World Order, the deep state, it only adds more complexity to it, and it doesn't get below it. And then with how loosely defined the New World Order and their motives have been by people who say they're against them, it's also made it tough. I mean, I remember soon after Trump lost talking to you about how little you liked him because you felt that he sold his supporters out because he definitely, in your eyes, had the power to secure the election as you think it actually came out where he won. And therefore that he must have been involved in it in some way. So there I'm thinking, well, now it looks to me like the deep state works a lot like that episode in South Park where McCain and Obama come back after the
steal the hope diamond.
Yeah. Yeah. And then give each other high fives and all this shit. So it doesn't, I'm on the lookout for that stuff. I really, really am. Again, I'm doing these mind games with myself. I'm like, okay, so I see the motivations. Let me try working off of this motivation. How would a conspiracy theory work off of that? I'm still keeping it strong. My conspiracy theory lens is cleaned, you know, but it's just not carrying any weight. But the problem with someone who's against conspiracy theories is this: we don't get a whole lot of shit done because we do a whole lot of shooting down of ideas.
Right.
But as people move forward, I caution everybody as much as my caution is worth anything to say that when you keep putting those patterns together, it's really hard to stop yourself. And you can rationalize a whole bunch of patterns that are just in your mind because of rationalization. Bring it to evidence, even if it's got to go through the gatekeepers that it's going to have to go through in order for us to get this information. Think about independent verifications. Think about the fact that truth can be found, and we can, while we can't get to objective truth, we can get somewhere close to it. So
sure.
I'll be listening in while you to you guys, and then I'll be coming back on Friday. So
yeah, we're doing that. I already forgot about that, but yeah, it's on my schedule. As far as the last thing I'll say real quick is that I do think that the deep state kind of crosses political boundaries. You know, Bush and Obama are 10th cousins. You know what I mean? Like, you know, kind of weird that these guys are related in that way. And, you know, essentially almost every president is related. So, yeah, I think that there is there's a collective force trying to, like, you know, kind of keep things the way that it is. And I don't know if Trump is really that guy standing in between us and them, as he says he is. I really don't know. I'd like to think so, though. But yeah, man, thank you for your time. I know I just said, like, hey, hop on for 10, 15 minutes, see what you think.
And I figured this was definitely something worth hopping on for, man. So, yeah,
weird situation. Not a commonality. Hopefully it doesn't become one, because a fucked up world that would be. But yeah, man, thanks for your time. And I'll see you soon.
Absolutely, man. See you guys later.
Take it easy. All right. I'm going to get back to some YouTube stuff.
Okay, buddy.
You can just hop off whenever. Yeah.
All right, man. We'll see you. We'll see you later this week. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace, man.
See ya. YouTube. We were on YouTube. Interesting perspective, right? I mean, like, it's cool to just hear someone else give their thoughts. And obviously right down the middle, you didn't say anything like some liberals would, right? Some liberals just go out there and are like, yeah, fuck this guy. And I'm sure, you know, Brandon probably has friends like that, but always been pretty level-headed when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I think that's why you guys appreciate it. Now, oh God, there's a full hour long talk about Biden addressing the nation after the Trump shooting. That would be unbearable to fucking watch. Let's see the updates on, I'm actually going to grab some water too. I stepped away for a second. Hopefully that wasn't too bad of a jump cut, but, let's play the next one that I wanted to get into. What we know about the alleged gunman behind the shooting. Let's see. Sharola. Roll it.
All right, we continue to cover this story. Tom Winters, NBC's investigative correspondent, talking to law enforcement officials throughout the night. So over the night, we did get an identity for this shooter, but it seems at this hour, we don't know a lot about him or his potential motive.
Well, that's exactly right. In speaking to those law enforcement officials, some of this country's top intelligence analysts and people that are on top of these type of issues, they say what is very clear this morning is that it is very unclear why this individual did what they did. No apparent criminal history. No apparent history of civil lawsuits. For a 20-year-old, an incredible lack of social media presence. There's really nothing that sticks out when you look at him and look at his history and look at his background that would point you to this. He's wearing apparently a Demolition Ranch t-shirt, which is after a YouTube channel, which is very pro-Second Amendment. They fire all sorts of different types of rifles. He is a registered Republican, as you mentioned at the top of the show, and a small donation to a Democratic group. So nothing there points to somebody who would want to show up and try to kill Donald Trump at a rally. And so I think the motive here is going to be very important. It could go two different potentially two different paths. One, some sort of reason that makes sense to nobody else because of a severe mental health breakdown. That is certainly possible. Or the second, was this politically motivated? That could become a big deal. Is Donald Trump not conservative enough for him? Is there some other motivating purpose? And I think that's something that law enforcement is certainly going to pay attention to. We've got two candidates who are going to be crisscrossing this country over the next 3 to 4 months. And from a security perspective, that is a nightmare. And societal, for society, it could become a huge issue, law enforcement officials believe, because if people think that violence is the only way to solve your political viewpoints, this could be a very rough couple of months or even longer than that.
As you say, Tom, we've become accustomed after a shooting almost immediately. You can go to a Facebook page, mm-hmm. some kind of a manifesto, go to Twitter, wherever it is, and find everything you need to know about the shooter. It is striking that there's no trace, at least for now, no footprint on social media. So where will investigators look next for motive?
Well, that's what's going to be so key about this FBI investigation. I mean, they're asking for the public's help, but they're also going to go through every single email account he's ever thought about having. They're going to go through all of his phones, all of his devices. What does he have on his person? Hard drives that could be at the home. In past incidents of mass violence or these types of shootings, those have been potentially very helpful avenues. And then, of course, there'll be a complete security review of what happened here and obviously the questions that have come up.
Well, let's talk about that because we've all covered presidential events. We know sure. that if you're in the perimeter, you get wanded. There's a magnetometer. Right. You cannot bring a weapon into the event. We've learned that this took place, this shooting, outside the security perimeter, right. which raises the question, why is a rooftop so close to the president outside any security perimeter?
Sure, approximately 150 yards away from it. They did have the counter-sniper teams up there. Those are the ones that apparently took this individual out. Yes, to your point, you see this building, and it's not directly head-on from where Trump was standing. It's off to his right, if you're looking at him, as we've been looking at the video here. And so 150 yards away, elevated surface, talking about a roof of a building, should there have been law enforcement there just to keep an eye on that facility? Should there have been law enforcement that was looking at it? Should that have been part of the perimeter? To your point, I think, Savannah, these are all big questions that need to be asked. And given that this has now occurred, I think there's a real concern in law enforcement. Are other people going to think, you know what, if that guy could do it, maybe I could do it. Maybe I could do it even better. And that's a major concern going forward.
Yeah, it was in the grounds of a farm show. There actually weren't that many structures nearby. So you'd think they would check out whatever buildings were there. Typically, Tom, even if it is outside the perimeter, if there's an elevated position during a presidential or a candidate's event, a nominee's event, soon to be, what is the protocol? Do they just sort of stand guard outside the building? Do they clear those rooftops? What do they normally do?
All of that. I mean, I remember it's so clear in my mind as this was happening last night. I remember on the anniversary of September 11th when then presidential candidates McCain and Obama traveled to Ground Zero. I was there up on the roofs standing next to me. I still have pictures of it. You had Secret Service personnel with binoculars. You had counter sniper teams. If anybody opened a window in that area, you knew that they were going to be on top of it and scanning for it. So that is one of the things I think that's raising so many questions.
You know, from this angle that they're showing again, where you can see the counter snipers, it does look like, I mean, it's strange, and maybe I'm reaching here. I probably am. It looks like Trump kind of looks over at the snipers right before this happens, like right before it happens, which is a weird look, right?
And then I think they're going to have to ask, should we have just at least have had some sort of a uniform presence? And that might be what you see going forward, a much stronger uniform presence. In the backdrop of that, law enforcement, and they rely on local law enforcement for this, certainly stretch from a resources standpoint. You look at some of the conventions coming up and you look at the law enforcement situations in those cities, they are short-staffed. And they're asking a lot of these individuals to go out there and protect these events. So it's a big concern.
And right? There's always a tension, Willie, of course, because politicians, they want to get out there. They want to have these rallies. They want to be close up. And from a security perspective, that's a nightmare. So they're always trying to temper that.
Yeah, I'm sure a thorough review, as you say, being undertaken now for events going forward for both candidates. Tom Winter, thank you.
Hey, thanks for watching.
Wow. Is Trump going just straight to Milwaukee?
Right now, children in Gaza worry about...
Let's see. That would be fucking nuts.
The assassination attempt against former President Trump is uniting Republicans like never before as the party prepares to convene for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Take a look at what happened.
Wow. Yeah, he's going straight to Milwaukee for the RNC.
The assassination attempt came as Democrats found themselves in disarray over President Biden's ability to lead their party in November. However, Sunday's events have opened up an entirely new and shocking news cycle. Trump struck a grateful and commanding tone in the hours following the shooting, calling for Americans to stand united on Sunday. Republicans have widely shared the image of Trump moments after the shooting, with his face bloodied and fist in the air. Many of Trump's allies have described the image as iconic and a rallying point for the former president's supporters. Republicans have also predicted massive fundraising numbers for Trump, who has already seen successful fundraising numbers this year. While the attempt on Trump's life took place on the eve of the Republican National Convention, the Trump campaign and the RNC have said the former president is still slated to attend and address the convention this week.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting. Now, where was this video that I wanted to go to right after that, but I was distracted? They were talking about the motives because, yeah, okay, here they go. So obviously the one that I played just before this, you know, that happened yesterday. 6 hours ago they said it was released, but that doesn't even make sense because they're not giving out much information about the shooter.
And we're learning more about the man the FBI has identified as the shooter. This is the screenshot that investigators now confirm they believe depicts that suspect receiving his high school diploma back in June of 2022. Now we're learning more details about the 20-year-old from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, and the weapon police say was used in the shooting. Former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce.
Kind of ironic, in his school photo, he was wearing a shirt of Mount Rushmore.
More on that. Robert, we're looking at a huge cross-department investigation now. This is local, federal agencies, police agencies, obviously led by the FBI. So what are you watching for as we start to learn more about this suspect, about the gun that was used, and how this timeline played out?
So let's look at motive and planning. Two different pursuits, but both have to be done, and it's important, each one. The motive is going to be the tougher one of the two, because we have to figure out what's going on in this young man's mind. He's your typical lone wolf coming out of nowhere, living in a house with his parents, 20 years old, and he's able to pull this off, shoot the former president of the United States, and kill another man and wound two others. So that's really something. And we'll have to see a lot. We can see what his proficiency is with that weapon, that AR-15. Did he have a sights, the optics on board, on top of that, to sight in there to hit the president? It sounds like he did. Also, that number of magazines he had on him, all those things that we look for in active shooters. So we look at this individual, and his social media, what was he saying? He seemed to be a loner in life as well. His parents can't tell us anything, from what I understand. And what was his capabilities? And, of course, the motive. His associations with radical groups on either side, it doesn't matter, really. We have to find out exactly what he's saying, what he's hearing, and what he's thinking. So there's a lot here to go forward here. But also the other stuff, the intangibles, how he committed this crime. How did he get in and maneuver himself to that rooftop and make him pull that shot off? Did he sequester himself and his weapon prior to that? He must have known about it. And how many times did he go over there and scope out the location just to do this? And how long that planning took? He lives about an hour away. How many times can we track his phone to that location to see this happen? So these are all really important elements for next time, so we can make these events even safer.
And Bob, we're hearing that the Secret Service, you know, surveyed the area, searched that roof, cleared it, et cetera. Now the Butler Township Sheriff is saying that they were searching for a suspicious person just before the shooting, that a police officer actually went up on that roof, encountered the suspect. The suspect turned and aimed the gun at that officer. The officer let go, fell, and was injured, and that it was just moments later that these shots went off. So given how much security goes into an event like this and the way efforts are coordinated with everyone, that a police officer actually went up on that roof, encountered the suspect. The suspect turned and aimed the gun at that officer. The officer let go, fell, and was injured. And that it was just moments later that these shots went off. So
that's an incredible piece of information that I'm just finding out about right now. That is fucking crazy. A cop goes up there, sees the shooter, and falls down instead of doing his fucking job.
Given how much security goes into an event like this and the way efforts are coordinated with everyone from the Secret Service down to local law enforcement, what's your reaction to the fact that this happened and the suspect was able to access that roof so close to where former President Trump was speaking?
So I think what we're going to see in the coming hours and days going forward is exactly did Secret Service clear that and then at some point hand that over to local PD, because they do have finite resources, as Don said. And if so, the sector responsibility. If that in fact did occur, where was the communication? Was it right then when he started shooting? Or was it a little time in between that he could have alerted other people in Secret Service and shut that thing down, shut it down to get the president off the stage, and probably would have saved lives? We don't know.
Yeah, that cop needs to be fired. He needs to be let go. They need to fucking release that dude's name and shit can him, because if you're that incompetent and you hurt yourself when you're supposed to be, I mean, it sounds like he was climbing a ladder. The guy turned around, pointed a gun at him, and he just put his hands up. Like, that's incompetence. Just crawl back down the ladder. Move your head back down and crawl back down the ladder. It's easier said than done. But, I mean, we're supposed to trust these cops, man. The average cop these days, too, they're really out of shape. They don't look like they should be cops. I think that cops should be in good shape. They should be very proficient with their weapons. They should be confident in themselves, right? They should be able to fist fight as well as shoot a gun accurately. And a lot of cops you just don't see like that. There are some very good cops that do all those things. Take jiu-jitsu, wrestling, boxing, shoot their guns whenever they have the chance. But yeah, cops like this give all cops a bad name, and he needs to be fucking fired. That is crazy. Fuck that dude.
Well, we're going to figure this thing out.
Of course, if the story's true, fuck that dude, right?
That initial officer who engaged the subject, what happened then? What did he immediately do after that? Did he get on his radio and call what we call 1013, that he's down and we have a shooter? That's important stuff to figure out. That timeline is what's really hanging in the balance right now. And we'll know more in the coming days.
All right. Former NYPD Chief of Detectives, Robert.
Yeah, that is a very, very interesting piece of information. Now, I saw something, too, that I wanted to watch. With, I believe, the governor of Florida. I'm going to have to go back to history. But, yeah, I just wonder how this is going to affect. Like, has Hillary Clinton come out and said anything? Has Obama said anything? Let's see Hillary Clinton's comments. Trump comments. Let's see what she says. Trump allies immediately with blame Biden Democrats for the rhetoric. That's accurate. Clinton on Trump's dictator comment, take aim at his word. So yeah, she hasn't said anything. But yeah, I mean, we have to blame the high up liberals, not just the average everyday liberals that are logical like Brandon is, right? These fucking people that are constantly calling for this. You know, some people would have thought that this kid, it looks like he's never been good at anything, by the way. If you look at his picture, he just looks like one of those people that's just bad at everything. They would have said that this kid was their hero. And you can tell, it sounds like, from what they're giving out right now, it sounds like the kid was kind of a loser, right? They called him a loner because loser is not politically correct, but didn't have any real friends. Parents aren't commenting on any of this, which makes sense. I mean, shit, imagine that feeling, right? And again, I'm assuming that everything that they're telling us is in the news is at least somewhat accurate, which it's not. But, you know, I'm assuming that this is the kid that did this. Even though we did get that information where there was someone else that was shot, and these are supposedly photos of the kid shot, the actual shooter. And I keep forgetting his damn name. I'll pull it up one more time. But yeah, I mean, Biden's the only one that Obama hasn't said nothing that I've seen. Clinton hasn't said nothing that I've seen. That's not a good look, right? Let's see. One more time on this guy's name, which I will forget in 10 minutes if you ask me. Maxwell Yerick. Maxwell Yerick is supposedly the one that we're looking for here. I don't see gauges in the dude's ear. It sure does look like him, though. Similar eyebrows. I mean, his eyebrows are kind of farther apart. This other kid, I don't know why they're showing two faces. Shooter has the face of Maxwell Yerick and the ear of Kenan Hooper. So Kenan Hooper, let's Google these names real quick. Kenan Hooper and Maxwell Yerick. Let's start with Maxwell. Maxwell Yerick. Okay. Well, he pops right up. The shooter seems to be Maxwell Yerick. Maxwell Yerick was under FBI radar before he shot Trump. Okay, so it was Yerick. They keep saying that it's this crook's kid. I'll read this story here to you. Yeah, he's dead on that roof too, they show. Pretty good shot. Looks like he got him in the head. Pretty brutal picture. Okay, so this is from Kaklabindia. Sure. I don't know what the hell that is. But yeah, the title of the article is Maxwell Yerick was under FBI radar before he shot Trump. Pretty normal looking dude. Maxwell Yerick, a 30-year-old of Perry South, who pleaded guilty in connection with a police altercation during an anti-Trump protest almost in 2016, had been sentenced to 3 to 12 months in the Allegheny County Jail. Probably butchering that name. Maxwell Yerick is the shooter who shot Trump. Former President Donald Trump was injured in a shooting incident at his campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, on Saturday, July 13th. So no one is talking about this guy. They're still talking about this crooks kid, who I stand by what I said. He looks like he's never been good at anything. But hopefully, you know, he gets off the hook for this if he didn't do it. Many months ago, Maxwell Yerick was reportedly involved in a violent Antifa protest in Seattle that involved by clashes with law enforcement and property damage. He reportedly organized 500 protesters to the event. So this guy's a fairly high-level Antifa goon. And sorry, my eyes are bugging the shit out of me. And this article kind of seems like it was written by AI because it's worded strangely. As a result of his actions, Pittsburgh police detectives Sturith whatever suffered minor injuries, and Pittsburgh detective Michelle Og suffered a torn bicep resulting in surgery and 6 months off work. I don't want to pull this picture up because it might get me flagged on Patreon. It's pretty gruesome. But yeah, they're showing a picture of this guy that's shot, and it does not look like that crook's kid at all. He voted for Hillary Clinton, voted for Joe Biden. Interesting. So why are they spinning this around and saying that this guy is, and he's only got one gauged ear, by the way, it looks like. So the ear that he would be showing in the photo would not be gauged. So don't let them think, although in this one, he's got two gauged ears. I don't know. Very confusing stuff. Troubles with law enforcement. When he was 17 years old, Maxwell Yerick's woes began with a burglary at a convenience store, where surveillance footage allegedly showed him stealing cash and merchandise. I don't know why they have to use allegedly when the guy's dead. He's, you know, he's shot. Who cares? He's not going to get offended or sue. Pittsburgh police, he joined a rally condemning police brutality, advocating for systemic reforms. He assaulted a police officer and an elderly woman. What a badass. Who had a MAGA sticker on her car. Washington, D.C. See, this is what liberals are calling for. Liberals would, not all. When I say liberals, I'm talking about the bad ones, right? But they're calling for this. They're saying that, like, you can't make these people feel comfortable in the streets. So if someone has a MAGA sticker on their car, go and punch them. Like, there's people saying shit like this. Like, your words have some impact when it's you know, pounded into people's heads. Dumb people that are trying to fit in somewhere, like this kid. I'm calling him a kid. He's 3 years younger than me. During a large-scale protest against then-President Donald Trump, Yerick voiced opposition to administration police's policies. Excuse me. Again, my eyes are killing me. In Portland. So he's going all – he's being a piece of shit all over the country, it sounds like. Once in Pittsburgh, once in D.C., once in Portland, once in Seattle, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Boston. Going all over the fucking place. Anti-white supremacy rally in Boston, a voting rights demonstration in Atlanta, a women's rights march. I mean, yeah, any dude marching in a women's rights march is sus. You're there just to get fucked, dude. Chill out. New York City was environmentalist, environmental activism. Chicago was an anti-ICE protest. Minneapolis was, of course, George Floyd. Anti-racism rally in Washington, civil rights demonstration in Oregon. So you can fit the understanding, kind of the profile here. Let's see this. This is interesting too. Okay, so this is the other kid. I'm Thomas Matthew Crooks. Video of Trump-hating man surfaces after rally shooting. Okay, so this is Thomas Matthew Crooks, and he's not. I mean, he doesn't look anything like the kid that they were talking about. Strange. Let's play this video. Let's play this quick video here. I told you we were going to get into something. They're sharing some fake information. This is supposedly Thomas Matthew Crooks.
My name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. And guess what? You got the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's stupid. I think he was just trying to get a reaction there. Now, yeah, this is all very confusing, right? Almost deliberately. Because they've all just been saying that it's Thomas Matthew Crooks, but then when you look up Thomas Matthew Crooks, it's this guy. And it doesn't even remotely look like the same dude. At all. I mean, at all. So he's probably fucking around and lying a little bit, right? Just to try and get some attention there. But I do find it a little suspect. Now, let's see what this person says here. Okay, so that's not working. Just trying to find out more on this Maxwell Yurick because they keep sticking with the story. Watch, if I Google right now, who shot Donald Trump. Who shot Donald Trump? Trump shooting live updates. Biden calls for unity. Yeah, they keep. I mean, so 55 minutes ago, Reuters is saying, who is Thomas Matthew Crooks, the suspected Trump rally shooter? And they show a picture of this kid that it wasn't him. A high school yearbook photo of the Trump rally shooting suspect has been released. That's not the same dude. What the hell? Let's watch this video here. I had it playing, but I don't think you could hear it. Is there a volume?
I didn't have any interaction with him, but he was like a kid that was always alone. He was always bullied.
As a classmate?
Every day. He was just an outcast. I mean, he would sit alone at lunch. I mean, he was just an outcast, and you know how kids are nowadays. So they're going to see someone like that, and they're going to target him because they think it's funny or whatever. So it's the best way I can describe it. And it's honestly kind of sad. Like, I don't want to say this is what provoked it, but you never know.
Take a look at what happened. Oh.
Yeah, so either this one site is just like totally feeding bullshit. This California Club India, they're the only ones reporting by extremely wary misinformation and bad takes. Okay, let's see. Be extremely wary. Yeah, continue reading. Of misinformation and bad takes in wake of attempted assassination attempt Donald Trump. Yesterday evening. Yeah, so they're still saying it's Crooks. Claims of a false fact. Claims that shots were fired from a BB gun. Bad takes on political implications. So they're kind of just like universally this New York NW progressive. It's just kind of unilaterally calling certain things bad takes. Excuse me. Yeah, this guy, it's a heavily progressive site, basically saying, like, don't post information. The Cascadia Advocate. False shooter identification. Okay. As mentioned, the FBI has identified the shooter as Thomas Matthew Crooks, a Twitter account called Notable Grass Eagle. operated by an unknown individual is among those baselessly disputing the identification on social platforms. This is disinformation. The shooter is Maxwell Yurick, a prior rioter arrested back in 2016 for violence at a Trump rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thomas Matthew Crooks is alive and posting on his X account. He decided to troll the internet by posting the next video. This is one of those instances. Yeah, okay. Republican Mike Collins, outrageous and false statements. Extremist Republican Congressman Mike Collins, which, again, this liberal cuck is just calling politicians that he doesn't agree with extremists. I'm sure he's an extremist because he doesn't believe in abortion. Mike Collins. Don't know much about him, admittedly, but ridiculous. Joe Biden sent the orders and later demanding that Biden be charged with inciting an assassination. I think someone should. I think that somebody needs to be held responsible for this. I mean, Robert De Niro, you can start there. I mean, this guy he said that he would shoot him himself if he was in the Secret Service, right? I actually have been researching a lot of like weird actors and Hollywood figures because I want to go through and just kind of like list some people that just hate Trump. And I'm still going to do that probably later this week. But De Niro, I mean, I he's not in there because I covered him last time. And last time I did a Hollywood episode, and he straight up said, like, I would shoot this dude. Woody Harrelson has also said that. You know, the guy that fucking looks like he's just born retarded, even though he's not, supposedly. You know, these people need to be held accountable for this because their words, all put up over and over and over again, are motivating people that are like this. If the story's all true, motivating people like this to act, you know? If someone's never been liked, think about how many psychopaths would actually like someone for pulling off that job, for actually shooting Trump. How many people would worship this guy? He'd be on fucking t-shirts, you know, songs be made about this guy and all kinds of crazy shit. So there's also claims that a BB gun was used. Doesn't sound like a BB gun. Picture a loser who staged a BB gun shooting because he knows he's going to lose. He's broke and hoping for a spike of donations after this staged event. Who brings a BB gun to an assassination attempt? While Brian Finkman tweeted, it obviously wasn't a real gun, BB gun, air gun, PB gun, whatever. An individual called Jess Ford, who claims himself a lefty, threw multiple pieces of misinformation together and posted the following. Trump set this up. I don't believe for one second it was random. BB gun, fake blood, the choreography, the fist pump, sympathy, martyrdom, anything to get the votes. He knows he can't get it any other way. He's incredibly popular right now, so that would be a weird look. I will say it did look like a bit of a publicity stunt afterwards. Now, he could have taken an organic situation and turned it into a marketing opportunity, which he's good at doing, right? I mean, he's very good, very opportunistic when it comes to that, and who could blame him? I mean, that was an absolutely iconic photo. It really is. His ear doesn't look to be damaged at all, but I tend to think that it was a piece of glass that hit him. You know, he didn't react very much for it to be a bullet, right? So whether it was a bullet or a piece of glass, I mean, he did get shot at. So just a very interesting time. Probably going to be wrapping this up shortly. I did want to go back to Instagram just to see if there's anything new yet. Because people are always posting. Always posting. Right when I pull it up, there's a prostitute with a giant butt. So got a little distracted there. Let's see. I'm just scrolling through here a bit. Not seeing nothing. Not seeing nothing too new. And let's go to search. No, searching doesn't do shit. The computer doesn't really let you browse, huh? Like how you can just find shit on your phone. Computer settings kind of suck. Saved. Boom. Last little bits before we get out of here. So yeah, there's nothing really new that I'm seeing. No updated information, but yeah, sure is a weird time, man. Weird time to be in a United States voter. The pictures of his ear are definitely strange, right? I think Bob, Moral Bob, who is very, very cynical, in my opinion. I think he thinks everything is fake, which I don't agree with, but there sure is a lot of goofy shit going on always. I can't find any of these posts now. It's ridiculous. But yeah, the picture of his ear, it doesn't look like anything happened to it. Right? So that would definitely, if it was real blood, it would be probably from something like glass, right? A smaller cut, not a bullet hole. Because a bullet hole is absolutely going to what the hell is that? This is supposed, oh wow, someone caught the bullet flying by Trump. And it's like, it just looks like a little line, obviously. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Someone actually caught that. From the shooting of Pennsylvania. And that is kind of interesting that it's in Biden's state, right? Pennsylvania. I'm not seeing the ear anywhere. They're not showing it. This is the best picture, but you can see that, I mean, it's not, there's not like a hole out of it or nothing. And obviously it would have grazed him, but. What is this? Donald Trump face? Oh, that's stupid. Okay, yeah, Trump shot in right ear at rally, source says. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to wrap this up, though, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Interesting shit going on. I'm sure we'll talk about this more on Cunt as well. Like I said, if you wanted to watch the video just to see all the shit that I was looking at, it's on Patreon. So yeah, thanks for everything, and we will be seeing each other again soon. Take care, guys, and God bless America. We need to come together instead of just fighting, guys. Take care. See you soon.